It took us a while to become used to the sound of poor Maddie's breathing, which was loud and sounded as if it took a lot of effort. We were all thinking the same thing, I guess. If we were Maureen, whether anything could have persuaded us to come down off that roof. "Jess," said Martin, "why don't you call us to order?"
"Okay," she cleared her throat. "We are gathered here today,"
Martin laughed.
"Fucking hell," she said. "I've only done half a sentence. What's so funny about that?"
"It's something more usually said in church." There was a pause.
I knew that. That was the vibe I was after.
Maureen, you go to church, don't you?"
"I used to," said Maureen.
"See, I was trying to make Maureen feel comfortable."
"Very thoughtful."
"Oh, you started off then, you fucking..."
"That's enough," said Maureen.
"In my house, in front of my son."
Martin and I looked at each other, crossed our fingers, but it was no use. Jess was going to point out the obvious.
"In front of your son, but he's..."
"I haven't got CCR," I said. It was the only thing I could think of.
"JJ, that's fantastic," Jess said.
I looked at her and realized that in the weird world of Jess, they had not only found a cure for CCR, but delivered it to my front door in the Angel sometime between New Year's Eve and January the 2nd. "I'm not sure that's quite what JJ is saying," said Martin.
"No, I never had it."
"Bastards!"
"Who?" "The fuck bloody doctors! You should sue. Supposing you jumped."
Motherfucker, did it really have to be this hard?
"I'm not sure he's saying that either," said Martin.
"No," I said. "There ain't no such thing as CCR. I made it up. I wanted sympathy, and I didn't think you'd understand what was really wrong with me. I'm sorry."
"Tosser,"
said Jess.
"That's awful," said Maureen.
Martin smiled. He was enjoying my embarrassment.
"So why did you say it?" Jess asked.
"I don't know. Everything seems so straightforward with you guys. Martin and the, you know, and Maureen and..." I nodded to Maddie.
"Wasn't straightforward with me," said Jess.
"Yeah, but you were nutso. Didn't really matter what you said."
"So what was wrong with you?"
Maureen asked. Depression, I suppose."
"Oh, we understand depression," said Martin.
"Yeah, I know, but mine seemed too fucking vague." "Oh, sorry, Maureen."
"How do people, like, not curse?
How's it possible? There are all these gaps in speech where you just have to put a fuck."
"Try us," said Martin.
"Okay. All I ever wanted to do was to be in a rock band, like the Stones. A few weeks before Christmas, my band split, and soon after I lost my girl. She was English. That's why I was here."
There was a silence.
"That's it?"
said Jess.
"That's it."
"You'd rather die than not be in a band that sounds like the Rolling Stones?"
"I'd be the opposite. I'd rather die if I was."
"Will you shut the fuck up?"
"Sorry, Maureen. I'm trying to tell you about my life. I just want to say this. There's nothing else for me. I'm qualified for nothing. I didn't graduate from high school. There was only ever music, and now it's gone, and I'm worried it will kill me.
See, when you know you're good, you think that will be enough. That'll get you there. And when it doesn't, what are you supposed to do with it all? Where do you put it, huh?
You know, now I think about it, I can see why I made up that bullshit."
"Sorry, Maureen.
About dying of some fucking disease.
Sorry, again.
Because that's what it feels like. I'm dying of some disease that dries up all the blood in your veins and all your sap and everything that makes you feel alive."
"How about that girl?" said Jess. For a moment, I thought she was being sincere.
"Tell us about the girl. Maybe that will make more sense."
Before I could yell at her, she put her hands up.
"No, I understand, really. You're buggered.